This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I just got off the phone with Lindley during the top of the hour break, and I invited her to be a regular faculty, and she accepted. So you're going to hear her every week, and she's going to be talking about what's happening with the family. She's going to be exposing the filth. And we're going to come up with ways of taking back our families from the public confusion camps. This hour, Bert Bertonis, welcome.
Hey, Ben. Our topic, a little, I guess if you want to think polar opposite of that, those aspects of life, we're going to be talking science and technology, and specifically what is going on with UFOs.
Would you mind if I made a public announcement first?
No, go right ahead. In fact, okay. Heard what you're going to say, but we also want to cover what happened to our broadcast last week as well.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take much of the broadcast class time, but I have been talking lately about it getting hotter. I've been talking about the sun's rays are stronger. And we used to generate, as I've mentioned several times with you as well, we used to generate around 30 kilowatts of sunlight this time of the year. That'd be a lot, 30 kilowatts. I've been saying that we've been generating more than that. Currently, we're generating about 46 kilowatts a day. That's more than 50% more. But there's another phenomenon. So we have several tractors. We have a John Deere that's about 100 horsepower. So that's a pretty big tractor. We've got a John Deere with a front-end loader that's 40 horsepower. It's four-wheel drive. We've got a Deutz number one. It's about 100 horsepower. We have Deutz number two with a cab on it. That's 100 horsepower. And then we have an International Harvester that's 40 horsepower. So that's one, two, three, four, five different tractors. And we have a couple more, but I just want to talk about those. Here's what's happening. We're mowing hay, cutting hay, baling hay, and the hydraulics don't want to work. The hydraulics are overheating and boiling over. So this is for power steering. It's for operating the baler. It's for operating the mower. The hydraulic system is overheating. And there's no hydraulic cooler on these tractors. So we have to shut them down and wait until, it cools off. When is that? Well, that's tomorrow. So, and what are the symptoms? The transmissions don't want to change gears. You can't move from second to third or fourth to fifth. Yesterday I was moving gravel. I was fixing our driveway. We bought 70 to 75 tons of gravel, and I was grabbing with the front end loader, taking it down 1300 feet of driveway, between 100 feet and 1300 feet. So I'm doing this driveway, and I'm grabbing a bucket load with a 40 horsepower four wheel drive John Deere tractor with a front end loader and a box blade on the back. And so I'm pouring the gravel out of the front-end loader, and I'm leveling it, scraping it smooth with the box blade on the back. Then I go get another load, repeat, 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 and it won't shift. The tractor won't shift because the transmission fluid is so hot. So why is it so hot? Well, it's never been like that before. This is a new phenomenon. And Mrs. Finelli was using her International Harvester 40-horsepower tractor for tedding and raking hay, and it didn't want to shift gears. The Deutz didn't. That's an air-cooled turbocharged horse, four-cylinder. They didn't want to change gears. My John Deere 100-horsepower inline six, water-cooled, liquid-cooled, didn't want to shift. So it's not the tractor. It's not me, because it happens to Mrs. Finelli and our son. It's the weather. So now you have two data points. The tractors won't shift because the transmissions are overheating and boiling over. And the solar panels are registering record amounts of energy. It is so bright. I hardly ever wear sunglasses. I have to wear sunglasses. It's so bright it hurts my eyes. Bert, I just wanted to share that with you and the class. I'm not kidding. I think this is a public announcement, and I don't think the media has picked up on it, and I don't think the government wants us to know. I think if you connect these dots, what does this mean? I think it means drought. I think it means water shortages. I think it means power blackouts and brownouts and rolling blackouts because of the air conditioning. Your thoughts?
Vince, I hate to break the news to you, but that's exactly what we've already had in California the last couple of years. In fact, we're going to have a tough weekend here today, tomorrow, Sunday. So it's already happened in California. Now, I think more specifically what you're talking about is specifically, is the sun stronger? And you have some anecdotal evidence. All I can say is we are in the middle of our sunspot cycle right now. We're on the upswing, and there have recently been some solar storms that have knocked out shortwave and high-frequency radio. So we're on the upswing for sure. As of where we are in that elliptical orbit of the sun, I'd have to look it up and see, because, you know, we don't orbit the sun in a complete circle. It is an ellipse, and there's times when we're closer and times when we're further. Then the last thing is, obviously, crap we put in the atmosphere does affect the sun. Usually, it cuts back on the amount of sun, but that's another factor, too. And, you know, even though I've talked a lot about some aspects of climate change being blown out of proportion, there's no question in my mind that what we spew into the atmosphere is polluting and causing health effects and other things. So we need to control it. And the good news is we're a lot better than we were in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
I would say that we need to eliminate it. Okay. We don't need to fly halfway across the world or halfway across the country or to another country because we want to take a vacation. We don't need to fly to Disney World to ride the mouse and pay $100 for a Disney sandwich. We don't need to do that. We don't need to bore holes in the atmosphere just because, you know, we're bored and we want to travel. We don't need to waste the energy, burn up the atmosphere, destroy our ozone protection layer because we're bored. And it bothers me that people seem to think they have a right to destroy the world because they're bored or because they have too much money or because they want to. When our president goes to a meeting, he brings his limousines, he brings his entourage, they bring a bunch of planes. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Joe, how about Zoom? And it's not just him. It's all of them. It's the whole Congress. It's big business. It's the top 7% that are destroying the planet with their greed. Their Coke bottles, their cigarette butts, their overpackaging, their junky products that fill our landfills, their inefficient machines, products that we buy from China that break, and so we get new replacement products that break, and we replace them, and they break, and they all end up in the landfill. And It's all greed. It's all wrong. And we need to stop it. And it's as simple as the guys who live in these trailer homes leaving the light on all day long on the front porch. It can be as simple as turn a switch. Shut the light off. It's daytime. You don't need the light on during the day. Your thoughts, Bert. It makes my... All of this makes my blood boil. I'm so careful with electricity. Mrs. Finelli buys these napkins that are like... They're like, you can almost see through them. They're so thin. They're so small. Because she doesn't want to cut down trees. We reuse everything we possibly can. We buy durable goods because we don't want to fill the landfill. But it seems like we're the only ones. Well, I'm talking our instructors, of course, and our students, of course. But the GDP, they go to McDonald's. They buy a hamburger. It's wrapped in paper. The package of ketchup. It's aluminized plastic. It's all put in a bag with a paper receipt. And then you have, you know, the soft drink in a cup with a lid. Or if you get coffee, a cup, a lid, and a stir, and maybe a packet of sugar. You've got 8 pieces of trash by the time you're done, and all you did was have a hamburger and a cup of coffee. This is all wrong. And then what do they do with it? They throw it out the window. How do I know? Because I'm on the trash patrol on our road. And then the neighbors look at me like, what are you doing in the road with that bucket? Oh, I'm picking up cans and bottles and McDonald's wrappers and pizza boxes. You know, stuff like that. That's what I'm doing. Why am I doing that? Because when people throw these glass bottles and cans out over the fence on our dirt road, our cows step in them and they get cut up. People don't have a right to litter. They don't have a right to throw cigarette butts out. They don't have a right to smoke in your house unless you let them. Back to you.
I'm pretty sure there's no smoking in your home.
Oh, okay. Well, one day we had a visitor, a bunch of visitors. And this one guy owns a radio network. And so we're all going to the expo. And so it's a caravan to the expo, 20-something miles away. And so we left, and this one guy decides he's going to go later. So he's staying alone in our home. And he's staying in my son's room on the second floor. And we have casement windows. So they're the kind of windows you crank them out. It's really easy to see if they're open. Our son forgot something, came back with his truck. And he sees smoke coming out of his open bedroom window. And he yelled up to the guy in the in his bedroom. He said, hey, what are you doing? You're smoking in our house. You know that we don't allow smoking in our house. And this guy, who is a guest of ours, was stunned. And then what happened next was our son said, if I ever catch you doing that again, I will kill you. You know what the guy said? Came over to me later on. He said, had a little chat with your son this morning. And I really respect him because he speaks his mind. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis. Class, I don't mean to speak like this, but you know, some things are offensive.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist. Vincent Fennelly.
So Bert, just to flesh this out a little bit, everyone that was staying at our home knew that I had a really serious lung condition. And everybody was aware that there was no smoking in our house. That was absolutely crystal clear. But we were kind enough to open our home to these guests. And so this was an absolute flagrant violation. And that's why my son reacted so swiftly and so violently. That guy is not welcome in our house. He will never come back here again. Never. And as a matter of fact, there are a whole bunch of people who will never come here again. That guy decided that he was going to snoop and look in our basement and go all over our house when we weren't home. And he had the nerve to ask me, why? Why do you lock some of your inside doors? And I said, because you're here. So there are people that will take liberties with you. No more. But there were, and I didn't even know this at the time. We were shuttling people back and forth to airplanes and things like that. And they had illegal drugs on them, on their person, in my vehicle. And the problem with that is if I got pulled over for whatever reason, a police gauntlet, traffic stop, license and registration and insurance check, we probably all would have been arrested because of the individual greed and stupidity of one person at a time. So there were multiple occurrences of people with drugs in my car. I had no idea. Makes me angry. So You know, you're certainly welcome here. The other, you know, on-air instructors are welcome here. But not too many other people. Because they take liberties. And I just wanted to share that with you. So it's a real problem, and we need to stop this pollution. We need to just stop wasting energy. We need to turn off the lights, turn off the TV, turn off these computers. These computers are on all the time. It's huge. The power grid, there's no more power generation plants being built. They're actually being shut down. We're producing all the energy we can, delivering it through the grid that is maxed out. And when it gets hotter this summer, I think it's going to be real serious, and electricity is going to be shut down. And that's the purpose of one of the purposes of these smart meters, to turn off your electricity when it's hot. Bert, back to you.
Yeah. By the way, I remember staying over at the Finelli residence, and I shared my bedroom with, I think it was probably half a dozen others, although none of them were smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're talking about animals?
Yeah. Yep.
You're talking about all the dogs and cats that said, hey, we got new friends. Come on over. Let's go over here and see him. Yeah, that's what
yep.
they do.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it was.
You know, it's interesting, Bert, that you mentioned that, you know, we've got a pair of young, like a little over a year old German Shepherds. They're twins. Actually, five of them, so we have two of the five. And they follow Mrs. Finelli around everywhere. And so do the cats. So we go for a walk, and we'll say, I'm going to go for a walk. And they get all excited. They wag their tails. They run over the kitchen door to go out. And they know which side that we're going to go take a walk. And we'll go through the orchard, and we'll go down the driveway. And the dogs are all excited. And then the cats follow us. So it's the dogs and the cats. And, you know, since when do cats go for a walk? Ours do. Because we treat them as family. So back to you.
Yeah, I remember going on a hike on your property, and you had one very smart dog who kind of led the way. And when I wasn't sure where to go, he kind of showed me the way, and then the others kind of followed along as well.
Do you want to take a minute? And I've never really described our farm to the class. Do you want to take a minute and describe what the farm is like?
Well, I'll let you do that when we come back.
I don't want to do it. I just thought maybe if you wanted to, your impression of the farm.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Bert's with us. He's going to describe the compound, the Finelli Farm. And what his impression was, and we're going to talk about UFOs. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chambly, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I'm broadcasting today with my very dear, very close, longtime friend, Bert Bertonis. Bert, I've never really talked about the farm and, you know, living in the middle of nowhere. You want to share any of your thoughts about, you know, what it, you know, not a long description, but, you know, some of your thoughts. What was your reaction?
Well, it's a great location. I was really taken aback by the cattle. You know, I'd wake up in the morning and find these cows staring at me from, I think you rotated them around from field to field, and they wore tags because they couldn't remember their names, so they had to wear tags with their names and numbers on them. And lots of stuff going on. I remember the garage was bigger than most people's homes. And you were still in construction of, I'm not sure where it stands now, but you still had pigtails of Romex coming out of the wall. And
yeah,
so it was a work in process when I was there last.
And it was still, and you know, we still have some pigtails, you know, in the boxes. And what we're talking about is non-connected wires, non-energized circuits that I haven't finished. You know, the wires are all marked where, you know, what I need to connect them to. I just, that wasn't the most important thing to do. Having, you know, a four-way switch in the living room, I was able to make that work with one switch. It's wired for a four-way, but, you know, heck, we don't use the front door anyway. So there's no need to have a light switch at the front door and the other end of the living room and the other end of the living room. So, you know, just a simple single pole AC switch works fine. I've got wires hanging from the living room because I haven't hooked up the ceiling fan yet, or there's no, you know, in the center beams that, you know, don't have the light chandelier hooked up. It's not real fancy, the light chandelier, but it's not hooked up. And so would you say it's a functional house? Would you describe it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a ranch house in the true sense of a ranch house, not a, you know, ranch design house. It's a ranch slash farmhouse.
Yeah, in class, if you want to know the architectural style, it would be called it's a two-story country French classic house. The lines, very steep pitched roof. It's made out of stone, white limestone, and it's heavy. The house is heavy, and it has oak floors. And it was built for my parents to live with us, Mrs. Finelli and me, our children, and their children, all in one house. That was the design. And my parents have passed away. And our children, not one of them has been married yet. And I hope that that happens. And every night I say prayers, asking our Lord God to let our children marry lifelong loving spouses. It has nothing to do with wealth, nothing to do with race, you know, none of that. Just lifelong loving spouses. That's the ultimate, and in my opinion. So, Bert, anything else before we get into UFOs?
But your daughter was close to getting married back east.
You know, there is no Mr. Correct for her. There is no Mrs. Correct for the boys. They just haven't found that right person. And every day that goes by, there are fewer of them. Yep. So, yeah, she was, there was a guy in her life for about 10 years. And he turned out to be a non-starter. He couldn't start, he couldn't stay with it, and he couldn't finish. So they broke up. And I'm glad. I'm glad. Because I have to be kicking him in the butt to get him to start, keep kicking him in the butt to get him to continue, and keep kicking him in the butt to finish. You know, so our children's values are maybe a little different. Their standards are extremely high. You know, they want someone who has drive, motivation, initiative, who is inventive, who is enthusiastic, who is kind, who is the other end of the family, meaning, you know, the husband and wife would be in charge of the family. Someone's not a, who's not a wuss. Someone who, you know, like Mrs. Finelli, when I would go out with her, I would make sure she had her gun with her. And at first she'd say, why do I need to do this? You've got yours. And I go, yeah, but maybe I can't shoot. Maybe I'm in a position where you have to shoot and protect me. Okay. So, you need someone who is willing to fight for you.
Yeah, you want me to tell you an interesting... Ben, I'll tell you an interesting... Yeah. It reminds me of, I did a ride-along with the local sheriff. And can you believe that prior to getting in the car with him, he wanted me to take a hold of his weapon, hold it in my hands, aim it, and be prepared to shoot it? And I go, you got to be kidding. This is a trick, right? He goes, no, absolutely not. He said, if I go down, you're my partner, and I need to know that you're not afraid to do what might have to be done. And I go, well, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a very low probability. But I went ahead. I mean, I felt awfully weird holding, he might have gotten it out of his holster for me and then handed it to me and wanted me to be able to do what I had to do. And he said, if I go down, you're my next line of defense. That's the condition of going with me today. And I did it, and we had an interesting ride. But it's funny, you say that about Mrs. Finelli. You hope something like that never happens, but if it does, you have to be prepared.
So what is Mrs. Finelli's, we'll call it gun of choice? I'll just tell you, class, okay, for the ladies out there. It's a .357 Magnum, and it also shoots .38 Specials. So why? Because it fits her hand. Why? Because the trigger is perfect for her. Why? Because it's the right weight. So, yeah, that's it. So I carry a .45. She carries a .357. She has 6 shots, and I got just a couple more.
So are you saying Bert? .38 and .357 is close enough in tolerance, the same ammo will fit?
Yeah, what I'm saying is a .357 Magnum is just a longer version of a .38 Special. Or a .38 Special is just a little shorter version of a .357 Magnum. So if you have a revolver and it's chambered for a .357, a .38 Special will fit. So a .357 will shoot both. Now, a .38 Special revolver won't shoot a .357 because .357 is longer. Okay? But the .357 will shoot .38 Specials. And it's a lot more pleasant. .357, that's like right up, just a little bit below what Clint Eastwood would carry, the .44 Magnum. So a .357 can be the same frame as that big Dirty Harry gun. Right? So .357 is a real serious cartridge. And the reason that the police used to carry .357 was because if they had to stop a car, a .357 would crack an engine block. So they could shoot right through the fender and destroy the engine with a .357 round. It's a pretty powerful round. So it certainly stops people. What did you say you wanted to talk about, 45 minutes ago?
The heliport you're building in the back portion of Section 4.
In it's already
your,
done.
Next to the already, right field.
Already done. Already done. And the landing strip?
You need to clear space for that.
Yeah, I have to clear some trees, but we have a bulldozer, and as soon as that becomes priority, that'll get done. Without any permits. No need to do that where we live. Okay, back to you.
Yeah, so then recount the cow or calf you found that died one winter with no sign of trauma or anything else going on.
We have pictures of those, and, there used to be cattle mutilations or calf mutilations, and they're on the internet. George Norrie and Company, Coast to Coast, they would talk about that, and they'd have special guests on it to talk about that. We had it here, so we found dead calves, and there was no explanation. And it's sad, it's heartbreaking. It doesn't need to happen, and I can't explain it. But we have pictures of it all. And
yeah, remember how that came about is on our trip to Marleywood, we met with some ranchers, and they described what happened. And then you took me aside and confided in me that the same exact thing happened on the Finelli Ranch, and you hadn't really thought a lot about it, although you couldn't explain it, and now you had a little bit better tie-in to some of the cattle mutilations that were happening in Marleywood.
Mm-hmm. And so we have pictures of it. The calves are buried here on the farm. We know exactly where they're buried. We put them all in one area. And every one of them is a tax deduction. And why is that? Because it's a financial loss. It's a loss of about $1,000 every time this happens. So if I take a tax deduction, I have the pictures to prove it. And if the IRS agents say, yeah, well, that could be anybody's cow. Okay, come on over. Bring a shovel, and you can start digging. I'll show you where.
Yeah, so you know, it's kind of perplexing because this has been going on throughout the Midwest and Western United States, and there really has not been any type of really explanation that makes sense of why these cattle mutilations are happening.
Yeah, and you know, I've been thinking about these kinds of things for years, and you know, is it food? Is it, wow, maybe it's a special part of a calf or cow that is necessary for the life of whatever is killing them? I don't know.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, in Marleywood, almost all of the sightings of the UFOs have not been, you know, your traditional craft with, you know, aliens piloting and coming out and waving to people or anything like that. It's something way more advanced than that. Basically, plasma ball. And if there's a tie-in, you'd wonder, what the heck would a plasma ball want with a cow? I mean, it just doesn't make sense on so many levels. But in fact, that's exactly what we're finding. Now, it could be there's another explanation for the cows that have nothing to do with the plasma ball.
It's been possible with a doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, so to comply with the new federal communications regulations regarding equality and conformity and previously not discussed topics, we are now airing commercials about bowel movements. Bert, back to you.
I thought you were going to say you need to air other sides of the story. Or remember, there used to be on radio or TV, you'd have to have equal airing of an opposing viewpoint. I thought you were going to say something like that. Vince, it was sad passing last year of Ted Phillips, your fellow Missourian, who we got to spend some time with when we went to Marley Woods. Do you know, has someone taken over and, you know, inherited his files and his work and taken over? Because he was extraordinary in all the research he had done in Missouri and that whole area.
I really enjoyed the time we spent, you and I spent with Ted Phillips. We were stomping through an area known as Marley Woods class. And Bert and I and Ted, and we were looking for signs of UFOs. We really were. Were you there when Ted got mad at me because I asked a question about iron in the soil?
Yeah, well, I think what you were asking is, and I would say back then, can I say you were, open-minded skeptic as we went into, as we started the process? And you had said, why, Ted, are whatever's happening right here? Why in this area? Why for 70 years, 75 years, this phenomena keeps coming here? Is it something to do with the soil? Is it the mountains? Are there something inherent here? And so, yeah, I remember you asking that.
And I think what Ted might not have known that I did know is that area, we considered literally buying a farm, a 215-acre farm, within a mile of Marley Woods. Actually, it probably was in the area of Marley Woods.
Yeah.
And because I was interested in buying a farm there, I did the research, and there's lots of iron in the ground. Lots of metal in the ground naturally. And because of that, there was lots of iron in the water, which was of a concern to me. So I happen to know that, and maybe he didn't know that. And I was thinking, like, okay, so there's so much iron in the ground for such a vast area of Marley Woods. Is that what it is? Is it the magnetism of the earth right here? Is that why does that make this a beacon for these balls of plasma? Bert, would you describe the balls of plasma as they were described to us?
Well, it's basically about the size of a basketball glowing. If you remember the opening scene of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where those plasma balls were following vehicles around on the roads, that literally is what they were. In fact, I believe that scene of the movie was taken out of Dr. Alan Hynek's work on plasma balls, and of course he was a contemporary. He did overlap, but young Ted Phillips did work with Dr. Hynek on UFO research. But anyway, about the size of a basketball glowing, two would smash into each other and become one, and then go off and disappear. Were they intelligently guided? Well, there were cases where people would yell at them and they'd come up, stop in front of the person, sort of like it's listening, what are you trying to say, and then zoom off. I don't know of any cases where people were hurt, but they were certainly terrified and scared, and there's many cases of pulling up overturning farm equipment, pulling up the posts to, the ranch posts to enter the gates, where in one ranch it was pulled up and dragged, 100 feet. Why? Sort of like a prank. And I don't know that the plasma balls did that, but something did that. So those are the kind of things that were going on in Marley Woods. And then the most fascinating was that forbidden zone. It was basically, Marley Woods is basically about three or so adjoining ranches, and then an area that belongs to one of the ranches where no animal will set foot on. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. No wild animals, nothing. It's like there's an invisible fence around this particular area. No rabbits, no squirrels, no deer. And it's, this is territory where rabbits, deer, squirrels, mice would all love to live, but they wouldn't go there. And it didn't smell, and it wasn't noisy. There's nothing there. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Bert, we should talk about these kinds of things more, because we have first-hand experience that, that other people don't have. Bert, thanks so much for joining us. Spending your time.
You got it.
See you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.